Children of Blood and Bone by Tommy Adeyemi. Pick me. It's all I can do not to scream. I dig my nails into the marula oak of my staff and squeeze to keep from fidgeting. Beads of sweat drip down my back, but I can't tell if it's from the dawn's early heat or from my heart slamming against my chest. Moon after moon, I've been passed over. Today can't be the same. I tuck a lock of snow-white hair behind my ear and do my best to sit still. As always, Mama Agba makes the selection grueling, staring at each girl just long enough to make her squirm. Her brows knit in concentration, deepening the creases in her shaved head. With her dark brown skin and muted kaftan, Mama Agba looks like any other elder in the village. You would never guess a woman her age could be so lethal. Ahem! Yemi clears her throat at the front of the ahere, a not-so-subtle reminder that she has already passed this test. She smirks at us as she twirls her hand-carved staff, eager to see which of us she gets to defeat in our graduation match. Most girls cower at the prospect of facing Yemi, but today I crave it. I've been practicing, and I'm ready. I know I can win. Zelly!